Last year, the state Supreme Court ruled that a case against paint manufacturers brought by a Milwaukee youth whose family said he was harmed by lead paint could continue. The High Court said that plaintiffs didn't have to specifically link the harm to an individual paint company. The Republican-led legislature quickly passed a measure trying to narrow who could be sued, arguing the court ruling put innocent companies in many industries at risk. But Governor Doyle says the bill placed makers of the now banned lead paint first and children last.
Kids poisoned by lead paint should have some recourse against the companies that poisoned them. And that is why I am very pleased to announce today that I am vetoing Senate Bill 402.
Doyle gave his veto message in Milwaukee, which has one of the worst lead paint problems in the U.S. because of a large number of older homes and not enough progress getting rid of lead paint from living areas. But a spokesperson for some of the defendants in the Milwaukee case, Bonnie Campbell, says unfounded attacks on paint manufacturers do nothing to protect children. She says it's better to work with or lean on owners of lead-contaminated buildings.
And what works happens to be precisely what the law in Wisconsin is, which is holding property owners accountable for the properties they own.
Governor Doyle says he's willing to work with business groups and Republican legislators on a new measure that would address the lead paint issue. But he says the bill he vetoed was extreme. Both of the announced Republican gubernatorial contenders, Scott Walker and Mark Green, are criticizing the governor's veto, so it's unclear if a new bill will come forward right away or if the GOP candidates will try to use the issue to damage Doyle's standing with the business community. The case involving the lead-damaged Milwaukee youth goes back to circuit court in a few weeks. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.